living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
I'm here with Dr. V. She's been in the wellness field since 1979. She has an interesting step-by-step coaching program called The Seven Essentials. She wrote a wonderful book called Heal Breast Cancer Naturally. Dr. V, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mike.
So we were finishing up the list of tests that are available for early detection. I want to mention something quickly. Dr. V, my training is in radiology. That's my specialty. And when I was a radiologist, this is back when I was a resident. This is back in the late 90s, early 2000. MRI was becoming big for breast cancer detection. And there was even thoughts that it would replace mammograms. Now, obviously, that hasn't happened, but I just want my listeners to know that that's another option as well. It's a non-ionized radiation option for people, MRI, and it's been shown to be very sensitive for finding breast cancers. Now, all of those other things you mentioned, though, is there a place my listeners can go to learn about some of those early detection tests?
Yes, you can go to my website, Breast Cancer Conqueror, conquerorcom. And just go to shop and then go to essential number 7, early detection, and you'll see a list of different tests that you can choose from.
So, Dr. V, you know, with your patients, what are some of the nutrients you use when it comes to preventing breast cancer in your own practice?
There's so many things that you can do. One of the simplest things is making sure that your vitamin D levels are at optimal range between, 80 to 100 ng per ml. Don't guess when it comes to your health. Get your blood test done. So vitamin D can slash your breast cancer risk up to 83%, according to a most recent Canadian study. Iodine, extremely important. We know that there's a correlation between a low thyroid and low iodine and breast cancer. Women that are on thyroid medication have twice the likelihood of developing breast cancer than those who don't. So iodine is extremely important. Looking at cruciferous vegetables, for example, very, very important.
Yes.
Because they're great detoxifiers and they help to metabolize and methylate that estrogen. A supplement called DMNI3C, which has the extracts from the cruciferous vegetables to help metabolize that estrogen. Healthy oils, olive oil, flax oil, fish oils, all those things, so important. Matcha green tea, which has 100 times more of the EGCG than regular green tea. And the list goes on and on.
Yeah, yeah. So, and by the way, listeners, everything that Dr. V just listed, going back to the conventional research, they're all well supported. This isn't, we're not making this stuff up, right? I mean, this is, you could go on PubMed, you can find all kinds of studies looking at breast cancer prevention, treatment, decreasing risk, mortality, with all those nutrients that you mentioned. So I got your book here, Dr. V, Heal Breast Cancer Naturally, 7 Essential Steps to Beating Breast Cancer. So I'm going to encourage my listeners to go check it out. I'm sure you can find it. It's on your website, right? BreastCancerConqueror.com. I'm sure
it
they
is.
Can get it there.
It's on as well, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want to go through the 7 essential steps. I want my listeners to check it out for themselves. But the chapter that I really liked was about, therapeutic plants. And I'm actually on page 166.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about you used a combination of 4 main categories of therapeutic plants. You call them tumor terminators, bodybuilders, nourishing nutrients, and favorite foods. So why don't you just share with us, what plants fall under each one of those categories, starting with the tumor terminators.
Okay. And I do want to mention, I really appreciate your mentioning PubMed, because a lot of people need, in order to have the confidence to know that, how powerful nutrition and how powerful natural medicine is, they need to know that there is science behind it, which is why...
Absolutely.
There's over 500 published studies that back up what we're talking about here. So for example, bloodroot. Bloodroot is an herb, and it has a phytochemical in it called sanguinarene. Sanguinarene is like herbal chemotherapy. It literally kills cancer cells without affecting your healthy cells. There's things like apricot seeds, for example, that can that contains specific enzymes and B17 that help to break down the cancer cells and weaken them.
Did you say apricot seeds? Is that what you just said?
Apricot seeds.
Wow. I've never heard. No, that's it. See, I learn all the time, Dr. V. I really do. I mean, of course, we should learn every day, shouldn't we? There's so much information out there. That's a new one for me.
Yeah, apricot seeds are very high in B17, which, you know, there's a lot of research that shows that, you know, it can inhibit a lot of cancer cells and stop the spread of tumors. It can be very preventative. So for every 10 pounds of body weight, you should eat at least one apricot kernel per day. So if you weigh 120 pounds, you know, eat 12 per day and increase if you're on a healing journey with cancer. Something as simple as broccoli sprouts. Now, broccoli sprouts is one of my favorite because it has, a phytochemical in it called sulforaphane. And sulforaphane has over 60 research articles specifically on its effect on cancer. And what it does basically is it inhibits the growth of breast cancer cells. It prevents breast cancer stem cell formation, which is extremely important for prevention and future growth. It causes cancer cells to die. It suppresses the metastasis and the growth of cancer. Curcumin is another powerful one. I mean, there's over 200 specific studies on breast cancer alone with curcumin. And I know
that's great. So those are the tumor terminators, and I know you could go on and on. There's many more. What about the boosting your immune system, the bodybuilders? What do you like to use there?
Well, something that's very important are medicinal mushrooms. You know, things that contain the beta glucans, for example. The medicinal mushroom chaga, which is extremely powerful. You can drink it as a tea. You can take it as a capsule. That it's been used for many, many years as an anti-cancer agent. There's herbs that are in SCFT, like burdock root and sheep sorrel, turkey rhubarb root also. Those all have antioxidant and anti-cancer properties. There's, you know, all kinds of herbal support that you can use, things like IP6, making sure that your probiotics and your gut is healthy. Again, the nutrients like the DIM and I3C, glutathione, flaxseed, something as simple as flaxseed. There was a study done in the University of Toronto where they measured cancer markers over 30 days, and they gave women 5 teaspoons. These women had breast cancer. They gave them 5 teaspoons of ground flaxseed. After 30 days, their markers went down from 30 to 73% just by adding the ground flaxseed. So,
that's,
you know,
amazing.
The list goes on and on.
Yeah, and it's so easy to use flaxseed in cooking, salads. I mean, it's easy to add to just about anything, isn't it? Tastes good, and it does. It has a great, you know, research support behind it. What about some of your favorite foods, real quickly? We got about a minute or so left, because it says here favorite foods that weaken cancer. What do you like to do there?
So same thing, you know, we go back to the flax seeds because, you know, they're plant estrogens. They don't act like estrogen in the body, but they actually have a very protective effect. And we talked about iodine, magnesium, extremely important that you can get through foods, but also supplementing with that because lack of magnesium is actually pro-carcinogenic. So, you know, make sure that your magnesium levels are high. Omega-3 fatty acids, extremely important in bringing down your breast cancer risk and bringing down the inflammatory factors. Vitamin C, selenium, zinc. I mean, zinc is responsible for over 300 enzymatic functions that affect your immune system. So, I mean, we can keep
going. That was perfect, Dr. V. It was perfect. We only have about 20 seconds left anyway, so her name is Dr. V. Go ahead and say your full name real quick.
Véronique Desaulniers.
Yeah, I love it. All right. Heal Breast Cancer Naturally. Her website is breastcancerconqueror.com. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.